just days from one of the most consequential elections in modern US history, the Republican president, Donald Trump, has clinched two key Supreme Court-related victories in a single day. The rushed nomination, approval and swearing in of Judge Amy Coney Barrett is now done, merely a month after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg created a vacancy. So the court now has a 6-3 conservative majority shaping its decisions for a generation to come. And ahead of that, the court also made a decision today, a conservative majority ruling on the counting of mail-in ballots for the presidential poll in one state that could signal how it will think about expected disputes from next week's presidential poll. Rachel Mealy prepared this report.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an associate justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Amy Coney Barrett becomes the 115th justice ever to sit on the United States Supreme Court and the fifth woman. She was officially sworn in after the Senate vote at an outdoor ceremony at the White House with President Trump watching on.
I, Amy Coney Barrett, do solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
48-year-old Coney Barrett was a federal appeals court judge and is known for her conservative rulings. Acknowledging the contentious nature of her nomination, Coney Barrett sought to reassure a divided nation.
My fellow Americans, even though we judges don't face elections, we still work for you. It is your Constitution that establishes the rule of law and the judicial independence that is so central to it. The oath that I have solemnly taken tonight means at its core that I will do my job without any fear or favor, and that I will do so independently of both the political branches and of my own preferences.
But before Justice Coney Barrett could join, the other eight members of the Supreme Court delivered another victory to President Donald Trump with a ruling relating to electoral laws in the key swing state of Wisconsin. The court overruled an order from a lower court in Wisconsin that called for mailed ballots to be counted if they were received up to 6 days after Election Day. The ruling means that all ballots in that state must be received by election night or they won't be counted. Gurana Gergic is a lecturer in US politics at the University of Sydney. She says Amy Coney Barrett will now break any deadlock for future decisions on electoral law.
The extent to which different precedents will apply or different bodies of law will apply is, at least from these two cases, suggesting that there is no set standard necessarily. But obviously what's important to note now that Justice Amy Coney Barrett becomes the ninth justice is that the conservative justices or conservative appointed justices will have a majority. They will have the 5-4 in that case.
Just hours after Amy Coney Barrett was sworn in, President Trump used footage from the ceremony in a re-election advertisement, seeking to capitalize on the conservative victory.
She is one of our nation's most brilliant legal scholars, and she will make an outstanding justice on the highest court in our land.
Dr. Gergic says President Trump is trying to use the confirmation to bring conservatives back to the fold.
How successful will it be? We are yet to see, but from all of the indicators of, again, voter turnout and, you know, if 2018 was anything to go by, it's pretty clear that it's a more of an uphill battle for Republicans at this point in time.
Dr. Gurana Gergic from the US Studies Centre at the University of Sydney. Rachel Mealy with that report.